That was my first pick too.
Right on.
Okay, so and this.
So we came back. We came back. What, like about 6 months later, because we had a few more songs, and we sat down and went with the same setup, and pretty much were able to capture almost the exact same sound, and went back and did some EQ. I think it's called EQ, right?
Yeah, well, overall mastering stuff.
Yeah.
Right?
Felix is a prima donna front man. He doesn't know anything about this.
Yeah, no. The backside. Hell no. I don't even like help pack up the equipment after the show, you know. I find that it's best that I say what I do is I'm the schmoozer. I'm the technical schmoozer. So after the show what that means is I can be fully trashed and just stagger around the bar while everybody else is packing up gear. And it works out really well for me, too, because I don't know where to put anything anyway.
Is it in yet is part of his vocabulary.
Oh, totally. Yeah. Totally. Where do you think Pinky came from, right?
Let's check it out.
All right. This is Divider from Pinky Polansky.
Pinky Polansky Smoke for you. Hair. Find them on Facebook.
Be touring with Motorhead, man.
Just go to pinkypolansky.com and that'll
give you... Oh, you do have
like,
a website?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, well, pinkypolansky.com.
Yeah, that'll give you the Facebook, the MySpace, which we rarely ever even look at, much less update.
Yeah, that thing's dying out.
Yeah, it's a dinosaur.
Well, find them on Friendster.
But here's the key thing. We are on iTunes and we are on Amazon. And right now, evidently, I didn't realize we had been like... You know, I can't remember what the word for this is, but basically we're on sale. We're on sale
Very
right now
cool.
on Amazon. So you can get like all 9 songs for like $6. Which
speaking
really
of
makes me feel valuable.
iTunes.
That's a good deal.
Speaking of iTunes, what Mr. Ramirez, I believe it might take the rest of today to go through, but I believe the Worst Little Podcast can be found on the iTunes store this week.
Sweet.
Are you sure?
So please
you
be looking awesome. For that.
You guys got on there, right?
For no. free, yes. You don't, no, no charge. No charge. No, no charge to you.
Free
it's
show.
All free.
But you just go there and subscribe.
Right on.
And,
I was actually wondering about
tell
that
your
because
friends,
I am a Mac user.
You already have this and are listening to us, but tell
you
your
can
friends.
Find us. Yeah.
I am a Mac
free,
user at work, so for me,
yeah,
like
free.
The iTunes is the way to go. When I'm at home, I don't have a Mac, and so I don't even know how to use my computer at home. But at work, at work, I'm a Mac user, and so I understand like how iTunes works and.
Yeah,
really how pretty much everything else works.
But. I downloaded all the software, created an account, stuck in, plugged in the
Look
URL.
Look at you, Rory.
And,
getting
yeah.
all professional
I
and
am,
shit.
I am.
And you can
this is
still
a real
get it
show.
On our, you can still get it on our
worstlittlepodcast.com.
Right?
Yeah, totally.
But yeah, if the iTunes store is more convenient for you, find us there. And be looking for us to be everywhere in the near future.
Mm-hmm. Everywhere, you mean that's like... Right.
You'll be able to stick your finger into an electrical outlet and download the show. Try it.
No. Well, everywhere except for China. They're still blocking stuff like us.
Yes. Because we say things
fuck
like,
China.
Fuck China.
Yeah, yeah totally. and yay Tiananmen Square.
Wow. So do we
I go
like,
Fulongong.
I like tanks.
What's the search thing? Like, do we come up on searches? Like, if somebody
no. Well, here's the way iTunes works.
You type worst little podcast into, like, heck, you type worst L-I
yeah.
into Google.
Autocomplete.
And autocomplete worst little podcast is like the fifth thing that shows
we'll
up.
We'll also get you worst light beer.
We are on the internet, baby. We are the only worst little podcast
does
in
that,
the world.
Does that come up before worst light beer?
I don't know.
Okay.
I think it does.
Maybe.
Right on. You know, usually you can pay like tens of thousands of dollars to get search optimization.
Worst light beer is a
well,
pretty popular
or just pick a very uncommon name.
That works too.
Yeah.
Evidently, Pinky Polansky works like that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you get Roman Polanski, no relation, and then every now and then you get Pinky Polansky, and it's kind of worked out nicely.
Yeah.
Being,
it's very good. Very good.
Being a name that was created as a joke because the rest of the band was really game about choosing a band name and. I didn't want to, so they decided to insult me, and they're like, well, we're going to call it Pinky Polansky, and I was like, great,
Commie
do
fag.
It.
Fag.
Joke's on you.
Take that.
You I get to be the leader.
Yeah, I was like, try firing me now. My name's in the band.
Pinky Jones or something.
Awesome.
So you just had a show this past weekend, I believe.
Yeah,
it was
we're
awesome.
Yeah. The Pinky Horror.
I had to play, so I couldn't come
every,
see you.
Every so often, we are doing Rocky Horror Pinky Show, which
oh.
is
so cool.
Which is our indecent tribute to Rocky Horror, where we do our versions of the Rocky Horror Picture songs. And you know, that it's not like they're not true to form. They lyrically, musically, we're following the rules, but we tend to speed it up, go a little more aggressive. And
you are in full costume.
Yeah,
correct?
We go full drag. My bass player is Janet. Evan is Janet for the evening. I'm Frankenfurter. Drummer is Eddie, and guitarist John is Brad in his boxers.
Nice.
He still won't go briefs. He still won't go briefs for the show.
Does he? But are they gold lamé boxers at least?
No. That would be Rocky.
Oh, right.
Yeah. Right. He's Brad. He's the asshole. He's the asshole.
Did I mention I'm hungover?
Right. So, yeah, we had a great show at Third Street Bar where we did the midnight show of Rocky Horror Pinky Show, and it's worked out so well that we're thinking like every couple of months we're going to go ahead and bring this back, and we're going to try and get more involved and start bringing in footage from the movie and maybe start doing like – you know, get in free if you're in costume kind of thing.
Yeah,
And really start pulling it off. But as far as real Pinky shows, we have a show coming up this coming weekend with
Saturday,
Present.
That's right, with my band Present.
Hey,
we'll be opening
very
up
exciting.
For the mighty Pinky Polansky.
At the Jub Jub Thirst Parlor.
Which throw that mighty around too
formerly
much,
Broken Spoke.
But now Jub Jub's Thirst Parlor, friends of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And
very good friends.
And if you're listening, maybe a future sponsor.
Oh,
what you got? Now,
are you just asking them to bring you another case of beer?
They already paid
because honestly, well, like they could get chewy for a case, right?
Well, probably.
They already put me on the softball team and sponsored half my uniform and entry fees. So.
Oh, so
they've
got you.
Jub's Thirst Parlor is the bomb.
They've got Chewy by the short and curlies.
Pretty much own me.
Faith owns your ass.
Yeah, so we've got a show coming up this weekend, which starts at what, 9 o'clock?
9:30, yeah. Yeah, come like at 9, and then we'll
come at 9, get drunk
at 9:30.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, Reno Ish. Rules.
We'll see.
Reno rules for live shows. Show up at 9:30, get really pissed, and the show will typically start around 10. That's sort of the standard.
Cool. It's kind of the time, yeah.
It's rock and roll time.
So, we don't like to say 10 o'clock because there's always the chance that people will start early. But, I mean, when you show up early,
really,
it's just a good time to get drunk, right?
It's every show in Reno starts at rock and roll time, and that's when everybody's there.
Right. No, yeah. I mean, no one's
pissed.
Yeah. It really amounts to, like, once you feel the crowd is drunk enough to really enjoy a show.
Yeah, definitely.
Which is not to say that you won't enjoy it sober, but that's...
That helps.
Well, I mean, that's how the bands do it, right? Like, I don't want to get up on stage until I'm thoroughly fucking trashed, so...
Not me, my friend.
You got to play before they're too hammered to even be there anymore.
Well, and the other thing is, like, I'm getting a lot of grief lately from my band as far as, you know, like, being sober enough to remember what the hell I'm singing. And so... I've found that there's
so are they going to kick you out of the band for drunkenness?
Well, you know, there's two sides of the coin though, because the last show that we did for the regular set, we did it at Ryan's Saloon on Wells, which is a great bar. ECV. We're doing the
Satisfactory.
Three of us are doing the Satisfactory in here.
That's right.
But you know, the thing is, like, I threw it out to the crowd and I said, hey, you know, there's two ways that we do a show in Pinky Polansky. One of which is to concentrate on the music and try and do like a really good sound. And the other is for me to get so thoroughly hammered that I make an ass out of myself as I fall off the stage.
Which is entertaining.
Both members.
And I gotta tell you, the crowd,
the first time I saw you,
the crowd response really wanted me to go with the thoroughly
trashed. They're animals.
People appreciate it.
I think it's that whole train wreck philosophy. People want to watch a car crash or a train wreck, you know.
Yep.
And how often do you get that announced in advance? So, I don't think I'll be kicked out for it, but it is a push and pull, you know, like a tug and go kind of thing. Both of those sounded sexual.
Rock and roll.
Still the name.
Rub and tug.
Yeah. That's sexual.
It's basically a situation where I will constantly try and push the envelope and be drunk enough to still be sloppy and sober enough to remember where I am.
I think the city of Reno appreciates that kind of attitude also.
Well, and here's the thing. Like, while we're talking about it, that last song, Divider, is literally about, like, being so fucking drunk that you're about to be pulled over, and the thought flashes through your mind, okay, do I want to be pulled over and get a DUI, or do I want to go out in a ball of fire and drive my car into a divider? And an 1180, which is, like, the last line in the song, is actually the California police code for a DUI fatality. So, and I'm not trying to, like, bring things down and whatnot, but, like, that
mission
whole
accomplished.
See, and I wasn't trying to do that, but the whole idea is, like, you know, that everybody has that, right? I'm not the only one, right? When you see those sirens go off behind you, I got my DUI last year, so
it's
no longer drive.
Hey, congratulations.
You know
joined
what?
A fine cast of characters.
Exactly. But, like, you know, one or two beers now, and I no longer get behind the wheel.
That's
I've learned
smart.
My lesson.
Yeah. I got a DUI, and I stopped drinking and driving. Yeah.
Exactly. See?
At least to the extent I used to.
Some of us learn. So, like, my whole thing, though, is, like, you know, when you see those sirens in the back, you know, like, do you get that thought in your head? Because, you know, some of us get that, like, that just that little moment of self-destruction where you're just like, oh, yeah, you're going to pull me over? I'm going to show you.
I always think
that
be
GTA
cool,
moment.
Be
yeah,
cool.
Exactly.
Like, if you be cool, you constantly get away with murder.
And this has come out.
How many times has that been
so
for you,
hard to
Cody?
Do.
I must admit,
I faint
I kind
to
of,
count how many times I've been pulled over.
I kind of have a problem with
balls.
The police. I kind of have a problem with. I've been warned that it is typically my attitude that gives me problem with the police, but I have developed a sense of bias where I don't feel like I've been helped per se so much as annoyed by police. And so, like, the Pinky Polansky logos are often like cops with like big pink censorship bars over their crotch, because that's me sort of trying to like stick it to the man.
Yeah. I'll give you a hint. I've never gotten like two speeding tickets, but I've hardly ever gotten any problem. I've gotten a speeding ticket when I had no registration on my car, and the cop just let me off as a warning on that. Here's the trick. Please
suck their cock.
Thank you. Yes, sir. No, sir.
No, I've tried that. And honestly, like, I got the last ticket I got.
Oh, having a 4-foot crucifix in the back of your car also helps.
Okay. Now, I can see I can see where that would come.
If it's upside down.
I can see where that would come in.
Oh, my God.
No, I had a big old 4-foot crucifix in the back of my car. My mom had given it to me as a gift.
What, was she trying to tell you something?
Yeah.
Because you had recently left the faith, right?
Well, not recently, but I had and still have not gone back to the faith. But she gave me this giant cross.
And when we say the faith, we're talking about...
Old school Catholic.
Oh, Catholic. Okay.
Old school
Catholic. I thought you were part of that Jim Jones group.
No.
Really? Because you do like...
I do like the Kool-Aid.
Jim Jones, I was going to say, you love Kool-Aid.
I like Kool-Aid and white bread, but no, I'm not Mormon.
Oh, okay. Was Jim Jones Mormon?
No, but Mormons like Kool-Aid and white bread. I'm trying.
Okay.
Yeah. No, she given me this cross. I'm driving through Arkansas. I've got a big green mohawk and a stained shirt from days on the road of driving across the country. And this cop pulls me over for riding the left-hand lane instead of using it as a passing lane.
Right.
And getting back over into the right.
Well, and that's totally legit.
Right. And
you shouldn't have been doing that.
And he's like, and you were also going about 7 over the limit, blah, blah, blah. And I don't know. I think.
And I saw your crucifix, and I just wanted to check it out and make sure that that was right side up.
He let me off with just a warning. I didn't get a ticket for disobeying traffic laws or speeding.
He let you off with a warning.
And I, you know, and I
was the warning like
degenerate.
Best get yourself to church, son.
No, it was just stay in the right hand lane and
really
watch your speed.
Okay, so that doesn't seem like a really good lesson.
No, what I'm saying is the crucifix in the back is what saved me. Because
you were saved by Jesus.
Yes.
He was in the Bible Belt.
Hey, Rick. Rick, can we get a Hosanna on this?
Hosanna? Oh, how about...
Oh, Jesus!
Nice. Praise Jeebus. It says that on page 1134.
You know, Rick is always so quiet, but I have been thinking about this, and I know that he kind of geeks out on microphones a little bit, but I noticed when I was at the studio most recently that my band has an SM58 and an SM58 beta. Rick, can you help me out here, man? Can you tell me?
Oh, my God. Okay, so the difference between you really want to know.
I do.
Here comes the train wreck part of the show.
I think everybody wants to know.
The show's got hijacked, man.
Okay, sorry, but I'll make this as fast as possible. The SM57 is, or the SM58 is only $100 so it's cheaper. It is regular cardioid, so it gets a little bit more of the side action.
Both of them can be shoved up a human ass and still sound good.
Well, it depends on the ass. Yeah, no, you're right.
And no, I'm serious.
They're hard as balls. The beta is a little bit more expensive. It's like over $200.
And yeah, but what does the beta get me? Because when I think beta I think like
a tighter cardioid. It's hypercardioid.
Wait. Right. Did you say
that
a tighter what?
A higher cardioid. It's the polar pattern. It means that it gets more of what is directly in front of it, less from the sides, and it gets a tiny.
It's more unidirectional.
Yes.
Right on. I just translated Rick.
Yes, just a little bit. And the frequency response is a tiny bit different, but that's like kind of irrelevant.
I genuinely, I wanted to know that because I've seen those both. When I think beta.
Uh-oh, the show is self-destructing.
Oh, come on. When I think beta, I think the difference between VHS and beta. You know, and like beta is the thing that was like went the way of the dinosaur, right? Most people probably don't even know what a beta is.
That reminds me.
Most people probably don't even know what a VHS is these days.
Dude, Betamax ruled.
Olympia, it's the water.
Hey, you know, I don't want to go off on another tangent here, but you know, most whiskey is
delicious
is,
because of the
is
water.
Delicious. But it's like 80 to 100 proof, right? But when you distill a liquor, you're talking 180, 190 proof.
Wild how turkey goes 101.
How do you get it down to 100 proof? You're diluting it with water. So,
and the water has a lot to do with the
flavor.
You're talking
50% water in the average whiskey. Well, the average alcohol in general is 50% water.
Wow.
After it's been distilled. I mean, I'm sure there's water in it anyway, but you know.
So if you need
not
to hydrate,
that gummy bear juice
stick
you
with
had
the
yesterday.
I'm just trying to give you the alcoholic perspective because I have often shopped by proof and so like Sean, who may or may not be your web
Sean, our webmaster. He's
I'm allowed to announce that?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, yeah. So Sean is the web guru.
Sean works hard for this $11. Sean works hard for his money.
Sean is a big SoCo drinker. And I know that there's a lot of angst about SoCo because it's horribly sweet and kind of tastes like...
I think everybody's had that one bad experience with SoCo.
I have not, but that's because when I started...
It tastes like liquid Pez.
When I started drinking SoCo, I found out that there was 100 proof SoCo. as opposed to regular 80 proof SoCo.
That's a smart
That's idea. How I shop for alcohol. You know, you look for the higher proof.
Bang for your buck.
100 proof SoCo is actually a lot tastier than 80 proof SoCo. So I bought Sean a bottle of the 100 proof. And it's quite delicious. And after three glasses on ice, you really don't know where you are.
You don't taste anything after about three glasses on ice.
Yeah. I mean,
I don't care what you're drinking.
At that point, you're just looking to drink the bottle.
Right. Right.
And then wind up on your kitchen floor with like Christy Moore Irish tunes playing at full blast. And your roommate comes home and goes, "Why are you crying on the kitchen floor?"
That happens to me all the time.
Is that just me?
Pretty much the story of my life.
Right, right. Everybody's got, well, maybe not everybody's got the Irish folk singer.
Well, speaking of singing.
Oh, shit.
I think it's time to put you on the spot. Yeah.
Are we up to number two?
Yeah, well, let's do that. Let's tell them about our project, Felix.
We got to give the backstory.
A little side band.
So here's the deal. The Alley recently did a thing called Clash or Cash for Clash.
Clash for Cash.
Clash for Cash. And it was you had to do one Clash cover song and one original. And so we were talking to the guy that booked the whole thing, and I was asking about it, and I said, "Who's doing White Riot?" And he said, "No one." And I was offended, honestly, because
stunning
winner.
Going back to, like, you know, the Clash 1977, White Riot is – it's a consummate Clash song. You have to have that in there. So we basically decided to form our own band. So we took members of Fat Couch and the Saddle Tramps and Pinky Polansky, and we formed a band specifically to do White Riot. But we also had realized that you have to do an original. So we got together, and over the course of a couple practices, we wrote an original song called New Babylon – trying to keep in the vein of, like, you know, riotous, anti-religion-y, clashy, up-the-man kind of system. And so we wrote this song, and I guess we're going to try and...
Want to give it a shot?
Yeah, we're going to give this a shot. All this right. This is called...
Stally.
Yeah, ooh, I got a little bit of applause. Is that literally running off your Android over
Golf
there?
Golf clap.
Yeah, my soundboard is on my phone.
You are so low-tech. All right, so we're going to do...
Instant replays are expensive, man.
This is called New Babylon, and I am going to try and remember, a.k.a. read... all of these lyrics, and hopefully the alcohol cloud will clear enough for this to go through. New Babylon. I didn't know I was going to hell, not till I got the email. A family value said I got solution can't fail. I stopped searching years ago. I couldn't stay awake. But now I send my prayers online with no commercial breaks. This town is a new Babylon. Hey, Jesus, he told me so. I saw him standing 12 feet tall on a billboard photo. Christian news, talking heads, online churches streaming, a radio free Ramadan, God is screaming. I didn't know I was going to hell, not till I got the email. A family value said I got a problem, and that solution can't fail. This world.
I said this.
Good job, guys.
We kind of killed that early because we broke a pick.
Yeah, and a strain.
That's how hard we go.
That's a bad.
That's how hard we go.
Nick is such the rock star.
He fucking hammered that out.
Gotta get new strings now.
110%, Nick. Good job.
How long have you been able to go with those current strings?
Oh God.
Because the way I play guitar, I usually go about ten years.
You blow the dust off.
Yeah. Well, I'm gonna throw
dust is heavy.
I'm gonna throw a shout out here because I've been like picking up guitars and like messing around with them for about 20 years. And Eric Stangelin.
Yeah.
Eric Stangelin is the man. And I started taking guitar lessons from this guy and was blunt and honest with the man and said, look, I don't want to be some kind of crazy ass lead guitarist. I don't want to be able to like, you know, do any kind of Eddie Van Halen.
Steve Vai.
Yeah, exactly. I don't even know what those guys are called. And he was like, that's fantastic. He's like, all right. You want to be a rhythm guitarist and be able to sing, boom. And he set up lessons for me around that. So
very cool.
He was voted best guitar teacher. In
oh, yeah.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He really knows what he's talking about.
Yeah. And he's fucking
been around
way
for
cool,
years. So. You can find him at Maytan.
A cool guy.
Yeah, he's great, man.
Oh, Maytan music.
Yeah, he traded me music. A sculpture once for a lesson.
They didn't give me any money.
Basically.
Well, we don't want to get into the deals of like how you can avoid paying
Anywho.
The proper amount.
Yeah. That was a bro deal, not something he'd just do for
right.
anybody.
And,
so
and,
just
and I will say, I've seen Nick's.
I was just saying how cool of a guy he is.
He is. He's a very cool guy. And I've seen Nick's sculptures, and I would easily pay $1,200 for a proper Nick Ramirez sculpture.
Oh. Good Lord, I would feel like a dick if I charged you that much.
No.
It's
wire. Nick Ramirez has done a lot of Burning Man sculptures.
Yeah.
Those like gigantic kind of things that you see out on the playa that like boggle your mind and at the same time make you want to do more drugs.
And if you see chicken wire sculptures at many of the local bars, more than likely it's a product of Mr. Ramirez.
No, you can just say it's a Nick Ramirez. it gets
don't
the name.
For
it's a Nick Ramirez.
A Nick Ramirez. Yes.
Yes.
Yeah. I own one.
I love the chicken wire dudes, but let's get off of that, man.
let's talk about chickens in general.
One of the best fights I ever saw at the Zephyr was between my friend Jason McKinnon and one of Nick's sculptures. It was fucking bad. Jason got his ass beat.
Really? I will tell you right now, chicken wire
paper
is
mache ones.
Chicken wire? No. Just straight chicken
like
wire.
When you're so drunk, you look like you're fighting a ghost.
Yeah, but at least this guy had something physical that was there.
Yeah. You're welcome, Jason.
Yeah. That way you didn't look like a complete ass. So what were you saying, Nick? You were like getting ready to throw down some stuff coming up, right?
Oh, well, we already mentioned the Jub-Jubs on the 26th.
Right.
No, I mean, I just had some stuff from the past, but if you guys want a topic, I think Mr. Martin had quite a week of rock and roll. Maybe you could tell us about that, Josh.
I had a pretty good week, yeah. I went out and saw quite a few shows this weekend, or this last week. I saw The Shames.
Right.
Way down at
and you
the,
know what? I did you catch house. Them at Chapel?
I did. I caught the last few songs. I didn't realize how early they actually had started, but I got there.
Well, and I'll tell you.
They kick ass.
That was on St. Patty's
Day.
They are one
of the more brilliant bands in Reno, and I felt so bad for them because I knew how cold it was.
Yeah, it was terrible.
St. Patrick's
Day. Were they playing outside?
Oh, man.
Yeah.
And then the Prince band was after them?
Yep.
The Prince cover band?
Yep.
So they're probably even colder, huh?
Yeah, I mean,
because Brits don't wear much clothes either.
I think if we want to get into actual, degrees, I'm sure it got colder later.
It was and a wind chill and everything. It was nasty.
The Shames kick, absolute ass.
Yeah, it didn't seem to affect them whatsoever because they fucking rocked.
Oh, yeah. Nice. And they did the Clash for Cash thing as well and did a fantastic fucking two-shot
set. Should I Stay or Should I Go?
Yeah, they did Should I Stay or Should I Go, which coming out of like, I'm not gonna say a girl band because first of all, Cyril. I like saying Cyril. I'm drunk.
For Cyril, man.
Cyril killer.
Let's be honest. Oh. I've been drinking. But no.
Cyril's their drummer, everybody out there.
Yeah, and he's a great guy. He's fucking hot on the drums. And it's a three-piece band. You got Cyril.
We did feature them a few weeks back here on the show.
Did you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can go back and look in the archives. They are our first musical feature.
If you run out of stuff to listen, you go into the archives and check it out.
So, yeah, they were fantastic. They always are fantastic. And it's just very sultry hearing Should I Stay or Should I Go coming out of, like,
hotness.
Yeah.
I don't even want to, like, say, like...
But they're hot.
Go ahead.
They are, and it's
hot
cool.
Musicians.
Wait, yeah, hot musicians.
Wait, none of us have to say it.
Yeah, because I don't want to say girl band. It's not appropriate, but...
I'm a lecher.
No. But they are girls that are the front of the band, yeah.
The bass front
player.
The band, yes.
Women.
And, like, kick some serious... I will tell you something. They get hecklers every now and then during their show that, like, try and sort of cap on the fact that there's two girls fronting the band. And those two are the best at putting down any fucking heckler.
A couple
there.
Of smart, witty, funny
you're
people.
You're messing with a couple pros.
Yeah. Those two
no
will put down a heckler.
To being heckled.
They will make you feel like a total douchebag.
I saw them Tuesday night also, just Nikki, Mikey and Penny.
Right on.
Just the two of them played acoustic down at the Tap House on Tuesday nights, and Nick was there too. And that was pretty neat, because just seeing the two of them kind of break things down.
They did an acoustic set then.
Yeah, they did.
Right. It was pretty cool. They just had a lot of fun, too. And
yeah. They play a good version of a Lucinda Williams song that I kind of like. Yeah.
Nice.
Who's Lucinda Williams?
Can't Let Go. She's a country singer.
Lucinda Williams?
Yeah.
She's really good.
I don't either.
I think he's awesome.
Great song.
Well, I will say this. There was a long time where I thought country music was, like, the bane of my existence. And I'm going to throw out props to another Reno band, because Hellbound Glory...
Yes.
Totally changed my mind on this. I came in to what was the Satellite and is now the biggest little city club on Johnny Cash's birthday and saw Hellbound Glory completely demolish this bar and just do one of the most fantastic sets ever. And I got to say, Leroy is – he absolutely lives the down-and-out country gutter – white trash, whatever you want to call it. Like, he is that theme. He lives every moment of what he sings.
Yep.
And it was just an amazing show. And since then, I've been an absolute diehard Hellbound Glory fan.
Yeah, they're great.
And so that got me, like, going back and thinking, okay, well, I got to go check out some Merle Haggard songs. I got to go check out.
Oh, Merle Haggard's great.
You know, and it is because of Hellbound Glory that I actually started to pick up on a lot of these old country songs. So.
Oh,
I do not know Lucinda Williams,
music
but
really is crap. She's not crap. She can really
does
some good
sweet.
Stuff. Yeah,
yeah.
And Saturday,
I like her voice.
I went down and I seen Cranium play at the at Davin's Distillery. And Cranium is just phenomenal.
I am not familiar with the Cranium.
No.
Well, they would destroy your face.
If you get an
metal,
option,
face melting.
Talk about
face melting metal.
Right
on. With a lot of skill.
It's all instrumental, but these guys are geniuses.
Like John Zorn or. King Crimson.
Did he invent the standing urinal?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Zorn? Because I'm pretty sure Zorn.
I think that's Zern. Or
Zern. There you go. No. Okay. Because Zern is
Jim Zern.
Zern is really big on standing urinals.
Yeah. I like standing urinals myself.
But dude studied with Robert Fripp from King Crimson. Ryan Hall. He's just amazing.
Yeah, if you ever get a chance, you should really check
and,
out.
And I've never heard a huge amount of metal, but King Crimson and Celtic Frost are the two that come up.
A lot of metal has a lot of, like, the Cookie Monster type vocals where people
they don't have any of
they
that.
They don't have any vocals whatsoever.
Yeah. Right on.
They just rock.
Music.
Yeah.
If you ever get a chance to see Cranium. Speaking as a vocalist, I say, I don't know how I feel about that. But no, right on.
No, well, you know.
They're a band that doesn't need a douche.
Was there a lot of people there?
Oh, yeah. There wasn't when I first walked in, there wasn't
I'm sure the bar tab was lighter.
There was a band open called Wrathbane, who was, I think, the remnants of Dark Carnival or something. Like a metal band with the loud singer, and they were pretty talented also.
Hey, who here has heard, what is it, Angry Thor?
I've never heard.
No. It's Valiant Thor.
Violent Ruler?
Violent Ruler.
Valiant Thor.
Never seen Valiant Thor, no.
Nope.
Really? Hey, can I get a shout out from the tech room? Am I right on this? It is Valiant Thor, right?
Yes.
Yeah. No, honestly, like, these guys roll into town. I guess they're not local, but they are sort of a piece that rolls through this town pretty regular, and they're face melting metal as well. So.
Nice.
Okay. Well, they're not local. Fuck them.
No, China.
There are plenty of
if you're not from Reno, you're from Reno a different planet.
That is just amazing. I am a total Renophile. I absolutely love this town.
There is some pretty talented people outside of Reno, though. I think we could all
occasionally. And as long as they come through our town, I think thank you. Welcome them open arms. You know?
And just as a tease, we in a couple months here, we might, I have still some talking to do, we might have a well-known non-Reno musician coming on the show.
From Carson City or something?
It's someone who's been here.
Who's been here, who's been playing in this town for over a decade.
10 years,
and I'm just going to tease that and check back with me in the next couple.
Our first musical guest was from Reno.
Yeah, that's right.
She wasn't from the United States.
No. Well,
What about Reno Makes Good? You know?
But she is from Reno. Couple of bands. She did move here and live here for a while.
There have been a couple of bands that are absolutely Reno Makes Good as far as like the local scene and going wild. And I mean, you know, of course, the one that you have to throw out is 7 Seconds.
Yeah.
I mean, they
They blew it up in the early 80s when it wasn't about Reno. It was about punk rock.
Right.
They were the ones who made me think, oh, there's these are just guys who made a band. You can do that.
Yeah,
rad.
And like they've been recently reunionizing. Is that is that a valid
That's
word?
Fine. Okay. Sure, that'll work.
They've been getting back together and doing some shows here and there. And then Kevin Seconds does more folksy stuff, but Kevin Seconds does an amazing show on his own.
I bet.
And then also,
I've actually seen him before.
I want to throw out props because, like,
with them once.
Honestly, I got into the Cobra Skulls about a year and a half ago. And I know that my buddy Dustbin, who is now in fucking Utah or some bullshit like that, Dustbin was telling me, dude, you got to check out this band Cobra Skulls. You got to check out this band Cobra Skulls, like 2.5 years ago.
Yeah.
And I was really just kind of anti anyone telling me what I should listen to. And I kicked myself day in and day out for not having gotten into these guys earlier, because the Cobra Skulls are absolutely fantastic and 100% Reno. Like, their whole style of how they do it is this little twist of country with hardcore, you know, like just angry punk and being kind of political. And so anyway, I'm sorry, I'm gonna get
and
off
they're
my
blowing
soapbox.
Up too. They're on Fat Records now.
Evidently
that's,
they got on Fat Records.
A lot of exposure.
Congratulations,
and they did
guys,
like absolutely, and they did like a Bad Religion cover for part of their Fat Records deal, which really solid cover, but. I mean, they've put out 2 albums before that that are just outstanding and are available on, like, the iTunes and the Amazon and everything like that. American Rubicon and...
As is your stuff, right?
Yeah, we're on Amazon as well and iTunes and... Oh, way to plug.
We should do another song.
Pinky Polansky.
Oh, yeah.
I think another Pinky song is definitely in order.
All right.
If nothing else, to get Felix to...
Shut up.
Pinky Polansky is about the best thing going today.
Oh, hey. Right. Keep drinking those beers, my friend. Hey, so let's do New Scars.
New Scars, okay.
We're gonna do a song about drinking and Reno.
We don't know anything about that.
Trouble is trouble, I know I am one. Trouble.
yeah.
Awesome.
Hell
awesome.
To the yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Hells to the yeah.
Keep punk, keeping punk alive in Reno.
Man.
We're trying.
Damn,
man.
Skippy.
We're trying.
You guys are awesome.
I love being crazy aggressive and mostly drunk.
We definitely want to thank you for coming into the studio this week with us and checking us out.
Thank you for having me. Yeah, I've been listening, man. I've been listening.
Good.
Hey,
know.
I even submitted a logo.
Yeah.
That's right.
We'll be talking about
that
privately, yeah. Maybe. Yeah. We're working on the logos, and Felix has sent in some good ones. We'll keep you all posted on that. I've got some other ideas, too.
They'll gently let me down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Speaking of
a different direction.
Speaking of, like, kind of not contests, but like submitting stuff to us. Go ahead and submit your logos, and also continue to submit your top 10 favorite Reno bands on any of our Facebooks.
Three of us, we got Facebook, and we're taking
WLP's Facebook.
Didn't
you
have
join.
Something about nude photos?
We'll be trolling that for about a month till we get everybody
we'll get
to vote.
Together. Once we get all the stuff counted up, we'll have a show and do maybe a top 10 and play some songs. And
and feature our own top 10s and all of your top 10s. Yeah. And it'll be a good time.
Excellent.
Well, I might even like have a drink since I am such since I am such the teetotaler.
Yes.
Teetotaler.
So we're running up on the end of the show here.
Yeah, here it comes.
I'm ignoring
that. Right,
Josh. Right.
Don't you have some other announcements, right?
No, we're not.
Yeah.
We're getting very close here.
We're getting ready to close, Riku. Plugs. Who's got any plugs before we go?
Well, Friday nights at the Good Luck Macbeth Theater down on Virginia Street, Empire Improv.
Yeah, I heard of them.
Yeah, they're doing a weekly comedy show. And it's just straight stand-up. It's not necessarily a improv show, but they will do a little of that, I'm sure.
Hey.
And they also do comedy lessons. If you'd like to learn how to do improv or you know, work out your comic bits, get
a
hold
of
those
guys. Do I
smell
a future guest?
Maybe. We might be talking to some of them here in the studio in a couple weeks. Again, keep posted. Go check that out. I mean, it's not like there's a whole lot of stuff to do in Reno on a Friday night.
Is Hella Acapella performing anytime soon?
No, we just came off of a couple shows. We might be at Spread Peace on April 8th. It's
Urban Beats now?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's called Urban Beats
now. Hey, everybody, that was Jessica.
It's on the river. Hi, Jess. Everybody's like, who is that girl all the time?
Here at the last 3 minutes of the show, I introduce you. Because I care.
I thought that was canned laughter the whole time while she actually said
she speaks.
But, the benefit I did this weekend on Saturday with Kate and Grace and Present was there, Helicocapella. Cancer for Maria, help for Maria. You can look that up out there if you want to help Maria. She's a great lady. We did real well. She got almost $2,000, so that was really nice.
But could always
in one
use
day,
more.
Pretty impressive.
If anyone knows anything about hospital bills, you know that $2,000 is a drop in the bucket.
Yeah, exactly. But at least they'll get her some treatment, you know, get her rolling. Plus, she got hooked up with access to health care. I don't know how she's talking to him. That's all I know. I don't know any.
I still say
better than most.
Am
of
I
us.
The only one that wants like the pitchforks and the torches, the revolution, power to the people?
Yeah. Come as far as healthcare and stuff.
Yeah. Can we have a?
Because that'll help.
Does it get you guys in trouble if I foment a revolution on your podcast?
I hate the Supreme Court.
Yeah.
This is for the children.
Yeah, we talk about music.
Power to the people. Freedom for the toes.
We talk about music and bands, and we like to laugh. So, no revolution, please.
Yeah, especially here at the end.
Yeah,
okay.
At the Dogwater Studios.
All right.
Let's continue with the plugs.
All right.
Me and Felix this Saturday.
Yeah.
Present at Joe Joe's Thirst Parlor
check
with Pinky Polansky.
Used to be Broken
headlining.
Spoke. It's that awesome little bar. Off,
look for the
Ray
monkey
Balls.
That says "Fuck your day."
Yeah. FYD. Baby.
I have that on my pills that I take every morning.
Of course you do.
I do.
All right. Well, that's pretty much it for me on plugs.
I got one thing. That's Pinky Polansky.
Yeah. Woo! Pinky Polansky. Let me spell that out for you, just in case you're not familiar with that. It's PINKYPOLANSKI.
Yes.
You are so gay.
Well, yeah.
And
but,
commie.
But, yeah, exactly. Yeah, hey, and I kind of think last show's,
or
the show
Atomic
before last,
show.
Yeah. It was the Atomic Show where you said, we're the new commie band in town.
Yeah, the new commie band in town. Exactly.
Right. So.
Commie punk.
Right. I'm totally down with that.
Oh, I think that's it.
Show's over.
That's the end of the show.
In 5 seconds. All right, everybody.
Thanks for listening. Good night, ladies.
I love you. Goodbye.
Ciao.
Studios, put it in the air.